Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Apparently, there's been someone who has anonymously been reaching out to Wharton and encouraging my expulsion / dismissal from the program. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Too Smart for This. Oh my God, I'm excited to be recording again. Every time I get into this position now with my mic, and it just feels so much better to be recording. If you are watching, I am recording from bed and it's so nice. So welcome to the show. I took last week off from the show, not necessarily intentionally, but simply because of all the chaos of Paris. In today's episode, I'm going to be opening up on some stuff I've been going through and giving you like a little bit of an update on my burnout process, as well as what I've been dealing with, like OMG. So we'll get started with the good stuff. The good stuff is, one, I went to Paris for my friend's art opening / because my friend Temi invited me. And it was also happened to be during the Olympics, and I felt like I couldn't pass up the opportunity of going to Paris during the Olympics. So I went. We got there on Friday and we stayed in the coolest Airbnb. I think everybody thinks that the Olympics right now is like, I thought it would be really hard to be there and that it would be super, super busy, but it was incredibly empty, honestly. Most Parisians left because they were like, girl, I'm not doing with all this. And honestly, that's probably what I would do if everybody flocked to my city for 3 weeks, but whatever. And it was the coolest Airbnb. I'll link it for you guys. It was so cute. And then we went to our friend Jewel's art opening. She's an artist and she was doing a she was presenting at a curation by Joe Fresh Goods. You guys might know him. He's a streetwear designer basically in Chicago. And he has this collaboration with New Balance. And there was this new dropout that was coinciding with the Olympics. So it was a really cool exhibition. It was all black artists from London, from Paris, from New York. And it was a really cool experience to be able to learn a little bit more about an industry. And I think it's really cool when you go into an industry like art that's not necessarily always like something that people are encouraged to do, because it's such a like volatile industry, or like anything creative, everybody's like, don't do that because you can't do it. And then you see all these people being incredibly successful and having their own identities and their own careers that are really about something they're passionate about and that they're incredibly talented at, but is not necessarily the norm. And it reinvigorates you a little bit. It makes you remember that doing something as basic as being a content creator is like, honestly, like, I feel like it's like easier than being an artist, you know, like the art world is so crazy and so gatekept. But I'm really grateful for Temi for inviting me. And just so you know, if you want to hear more about my friend Temi, she's one of my best friends I've met since I got to school. You can listen to our episode together that we did a couple weeks back. It was a really great episode and she is just so amazing. So after a couple of days of doing art stuff, I also was doing some shopping. I did some major shopping. I did a whole haul for you all in my newest YouTube vlog. So when that comes out, you'll be sure to get the tea on what I bought. My favorite things I bought were some new designer sunglasses. I don't know why I decided to buy 3 pairs of designer sunglasses, but I probably will never do it again. I don't know. There was a buy one, get one 40% off. So, you know, I had to do it to them, but that was really fun. And honestly, the trip just reminded me that I need international trips like that every couple months just to like get me back to myself and get me excited and experience new things. You'll have heard all summer how I've been like how I canceled most of my trips, but I'm really happy I did this one. And my friends invited me to go to Greece in 2 weeks as well. And I made the I was like totally being like, you know what, maybe I should go for the weekend. Like, what else am I going to be young and go to Greece? And then I looked at the flight tickets and they were $2,000. And I was like, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So my next big trip probably won't be until October. So I'm glad I got one in now. But that's what's been going on in Paris. And then I moved back to Philadelphia for the school year because my subletter is moving in next week. And I just wanted to be in Philly for the month of August to really soak it up and to get everything in order before a whirlwind school year. Now that I sort of know what the vibe is going to be this year, I feel much more able to prepare myself for it. And that means purchasing a lot of stuff in bulk. Shout out to Sam's Club. I partnered with them recently and I bought everything I'd basically need. Going through my closet and decluttering it. I'm also doing a no buy month, I think, for the month of August in terms of clothes and like Instagram ads and shit. Like, I have so many clothes that I don't wear. And it was hard to understand like everything that I had when I was between New York and Philly. But now that I've come back, I have so much clothing and I'm like, honestly, here's my thoughts. So I lost weight last summer, like last year. I went from like a size 6'8" to a size like 4". And so I had to buy a lot of clothes over the past year. And also coupled with school when there's lots of events and stuff like that, I basically had to like repurchase my entire wardrobe because nothing fit anymore. And that's got me into this like consumerism mindset of always buying new clothes. And now I'm like, bitch, you don't need no more clothes. You got enough clothes. So I am really excited to like lean into like wearing everything I've got. And typically back to school would be a time where I like buy a bunch of clothes, but it's like I really don't need anything. So I'm challenging myself to buying no clothes or anything. I do really want a pair of Steve Madden like stomper boots. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe I'll get it in September. I don't know. For the month of August, I'm trying not to buy any clothes. And I'm also trying not to buy any, like, just random shit I don't need. Like, impulse spending. Like, I just don't need to do that. I did enough shopping in Paris. Like, I'm good. So, those are little life updates in terms of what's going on. And then I wanted to give you a little bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about something, like, a big little thing that happened to me last week. And share how I dealt with it, and then we'll get into some of the stuff I've been doing to reduce my burnout. So basically, last week, I was running around the city. I had a really fun podcast recording that is going to be coming out next week, and I with some really cool guests and sort of a podcast swap slash roundtable, and then I had a call with some administrators at Wharton, and this was because I chose to like drop the LF program, which is the like bringing the new students into school and TAing a course for them. And I was really excited about this program. I applied. It's a very like competitive program to get into. I did the 6 weeks of training, but that would start basically in 2 days. That would start literally like today until school starts. I would be working from for this program only from like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and sometimes longer for like nonstop weekends included. And August being one of the biggest months for brand deals as for me, that just wasn't going to be feasible with my work, with the forthcoming two collective product launches. And I didn't realize that when I signed up for the program. I thought it'd be much more manageable, but I didn't have a great experience with like the trainings and stuff in the spring. And I also am burnt out, so I just like had to drop it. And so I went through that whole process, but then the administrators contacted me and we were discussing that apparently there's been someone who has anonymously been reaching out to Wharton and encouraging my expulsion slash dismissal from the program and from Wharton because of my TikTok videos, essentially, and for how, I guess, honest I've been about the program. I don't know. They said it came from an anonymous source with an anonymous email, basically sort of like berating my content and sharing that and basically trying to get me expelled. One of the like examples they pointed to was when I like reviewed all my courses at Wharton and I said like, here's what all the like my honest thoughts about them. And so they were saying like going to Wharton is a privilege and should only ever be spoken about as such. And like, honestly, going to Wharton is a privilege, but it's also something that I'm paying for. And I have the right as a consumer, I think, to review it honestly and openly. And I don't believe that that video caused any harm whatsoever, because I was sharing my authentic experience about being a student at Wharton and like the courses, and whether or not I liked statistics is like not causing harm to anyone. And the reason that this hurt me so much is because videos like that and videos that I've been doing on TikTok lately, I've been really trying to be myself more, which is something I've expressed to you guys is hard for me, because I just sort of like have this like influencer facade. And when I've like gone through periods of hate or of being like criticized before, it's made me not really want to open up and to be myself. And so being berated and someone trying to take away my education for a video that I was doing to be helpful, a video that I was being myself in and that I was being super honest in, was a big trigger point for me, where I felt like, oh my God, this is happening again. Like, it doesn't matter what I do, my existence pisses people off and it makes them want to attack me. Like, who's taking the time out of their day to create a fake email and send Wharton and find all of the Wharton administrators and send them my content? It's absolutely insane. And then they obviously, they like had to look into it and they were like, Alexis, you did nothing wrong. And I didn't do anything wrong. And so I'm just like, it just was like a trigger point of like, damn, like I'm trying so hard to be myself and to make this career work, and people are still going to be mad. And so the way I handled it is, at first I was just like angry and I was like, what the fuck? And then I was sad because of the feeling I just described to you, of feeling like being myself creates a target on my back. And then I was like, wait, someone doesn't like you and actively tried to harm you, and it's, you're okay and you're fine. Like, people don't, like, you made it out, like, you know? And so that was like, I was like, it's okay. Like, I've gone through this, and like, one, it's like, if you don't have haters, you're not doing something. If you have haters, you're doing something right, you know? But also, it made me remember that, like, honestly, it does not matter how you show up online, because even if you are trying to be perfect, authentic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, people are still going to dislike you and hate you, and it's their own fault. Like, for this person, like, I don't have any like hatred or frustration with this person. I just genuinely feel bad for them. And that's a level of growth that I didn't have 2 years ago, when like I was in like a different situation that was like around something like this. And like, I would have like frustration with people who I didn't like or who didn't like me. But now I'm like, damn, like, that must suck to be that miserable. Like, maybe they didn't get into Wharton or something. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just hate me. Like, maybe it's a professor who doesn't like that there's TikTokers going around. I don't know who it was. But the point is, I just felt bad for them.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And I also realized in the moment that, like, this had nothing to do with me. Like, it was not personal. And that whatever that person is going through is personal to them and not to me. And that was a really great recognition. And that's why I was happy that I could look back on this experience and be grateful for it, because I felt so calm about it. Like, obviously, it hurt me. I was upset. I cried about it for a little bit and I was feeling a little sad. But then I recognized, like, oh my God, like, it's not personal. It's not something to, like, take with me and run with me. Like, it's not going to stop me from being my best self. And it's not going to stop me from trying to show up authentically online. And that's what I feel really positive about now, is that it's not about what, like, why this person did this or how I can be better, like, better or worse or whatever, or like making me want to reconsider the way I do content or whether this career is for me. Like, no, it was like a frustrating little, like, prick at me. And then I'm like, you know what, that's, you're mad and that's your fault and it's not mine. And so as long as I'm continuing to show up with intention and as my best self and with the purest of intentions, that's what matters. Because there have been moments where I've gotten caught up in the past, and those are the moments that have created problems for me. And showing up authentically and being, like, more honest and showing my personality, that is not necessarily what I need to be upset about, or that's not something I need to be scared of. What I need to be mindful of, rather, is making sure that I'm doing it with pure intentions and not negative ones. So with that being said, that went on last week. I cannot believe I got haters. Y'all know that TikTok is like, bitches is mad. That's honestly how I feel about it. So yeah, that's the tea, but I'm fine. Bitches are crazy. So next up, I want to talk about some things that I've been doing to help with the burnout. So I told you guys last episode about going on the the information diet of only consuming, like, chill shit, like not reading nonfiction and listening to podcasts about self-development all the time. And that's been fun. I've been listening to a lot of music. I've been listening to more pop culture podcasts. I've been binge watching or, like, putting on in the background, like, old Summer House. And so that's been really nice. The other things that I've been doing are building out my systems in a way that really works for me. And the main way I've done this is by transferring all of my projects, so all of the things that I'm working on, into Basecamp. So I don't know, I hadn't heard of Basecamp until my agency, like my influencer agency, put me on it. And they were like, you need to work, we do everything in Basecamp. And I really liked the interface. And so when I was going through, like, systems development and figuring out what systems I wanted to use, I was like, I've tried Notion before, and I love Notion for, like, working in Notion, but for managing projects and tasks and to-do lists, Google Tasks wasn't cutting it anymore. Notion wasn't really integrated the way I needed it to be. And since I already use Basecamp for influencer work, I was like, you know what? This makes sense for me. So I transferred all of my projects and my tasks into Basecamp. And it's really nice because instead of having, like, 10 Google Tasks that are all about planning a Two Collective photo shoot, for example, I have Two Collective August photo shoot. And that lives within the Two Collective marketing, like, bucket, which lives in the Two Collective bucket. And then I have, like, for my managing my apartment, that's a big thing, like taking care of the apartment, taking care of my New York City subletter, making sure all of that's figured out. I have home, and then I have weekly cleaning routine. And then I have within my New York City apartment, like, my subletter stuff. And then I have my Philly moving like docket or whatever. And so having everything there in one place and all organized and everything in projects and then tasks and then to-do lists, and I get the notifications every day for it, that way I could have maybe 5 projects I'm working on, and then I assign myself the date for every like task that I'm working on, and then every morning I just get a list of those tasks and that's what I work on. And so it's a really, really nice thing, and a big part of this has actually been writing out every single thing you need to do and differentiating between what's a project and what's a task. So a project is something like a to collective photo shoot. But if I put into my calendar, plan to collective photo shoot, or into my task list, plan to collective photo shoot, that's actually 10 tasks. It's ideate about the photo shoot. It's find a location for the photo shoot, find models for the photo shoot, like ship product, buy props, blah, blah, blah. There's 12 things in there. So instead of me having one task that feels absolutely impossible, I have projects, and within those projects, I have tasks. And so that's something that I would highly recommend, is that when you're writing out your to-do list for the day, don't write something that's a project on your task list. You can write that project, but write everything you need to do within it, because then you can know where you need to pick up when you leave off. And you also know how much time and work it's actually going to take for you to accomplish that. So that's been really helpful for me. And some other stuff is just, you know, really rethinking what I need to work on and what I need to do, and asking for help from people. So delegation has been a big part of what I've been working on. So this month is sort of a big transition phase for me. We're transitioning our shipment and everything, like all of our like logistics for Two Collective, to be in a better, more scalable place, because we're growing. And I'm also looking into a ton of collaborations and sort of working off of that momentum from our Rare Beauty launch. And I'm also like reaching out to people who want to help me and hiring people to help me. And that's been a really like fun thing for me to do. Although it's scary, it helps create accountability for me. And that's something that I need. Like having a meeting with someone every week is really important for me, because then I know like I have a real mental deadline for getting things done. So this has been, I feel so much better. Like I am entering like my luteal phase and then my period phase, which I do think I'm usually a little more down during, but I still feel a lot more empowered and excited to be working on my business. And also I feel a lot more empowered and excited to just manage my life, because I know how I can see it now, and I know how I operate. And that's taken a lot of time and reflection and review, but it's been really worth it. So with that being said, that's what's been going on in my life lately, guys. And those are a few little life lessons I've been learning the last few weeks. I'm really excited for this forthcoming episode with some cool beauty founders. I love beauty. I mean, you guys know this. So I'm really thrilled about that. And if you all have any questions, concerns, thoughts, anything about this episode, let me know, because I love hearing from you. Every time I get a comment on these and every time someone DMs me, it really means the world to me. So thank you so much for doing that. And with that being said, that is the end of this week's episode. And let me know what you thought of it. I love you so much. And don't forget, you are too smart to not love yourself. Bye.